A University of Alaska-led consortium has been selected by the Federal Aviation Administration to operate an unmanned aerial vehicle test center. It will be one of six centers across the country charged with helping integrate the technology into national airspace. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Alaska partnered with Oregon and Hawaii on the successful proposal.
The Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration was formed with $5 million from the state legislature in 2012 to pursue the technology and FAA test center status. Center Deputy Director Ro Bailey says Alaska augmented its immense open space for testing in the proposal by teaming with Hawaii and Oregon to meet additional FAA requirements.
They also wanted the ability to do high altitude, high speed flying, but not over land. Well, having Hawaii in our partnership meant that we could offer that kind of capability very easily. In addition, of course, Hawaii gives us tropical, Oregon gives us high desert and even low desert. And so what we end up being able to do is satisfy more of the FAA requirements.
The FAA test center status does not come with any federal money, but Bailey says there's major economic potential.
By virtue of the industry and users who want to come and test their systems and get them approved by the FAA.
Bailey says the test center will likely result in UAV businesses setting up shop in Alaska. A McDowell Group analysis estimates that a test center will result in over 1,400 new jobs by 2017, when the centers are scheduled to complete their mission. Bailey credits Alaska's success in securing federal test center status to the work of University of Alaska Fairbanks Poker Flat Research Range Manager Greg Walker, who shepherded numerous UAV projects in and outside Alaska for more than a decade. Work, she says, has built a strong reputation.
We've become known as someone who can integrate a variety of different sensors depending on our clients' needs. We've become known as someone who gets out and flies in support of science. We fly in support of civil issues.
A UAF-operated drone was used to help plot a route across sea ice to Nome during an emergency midwinter fuel delivery in 2012. The new UA Center will provide more than testing of UAVs for industry, science, and public safety. The center's Bailey says it'll also play a role in regulatory development.
Processes and procedures that could ultimately become the permanent rule for anyone who wants to fly unmanned aircraft in the United States.
A lot of flying robots whizzing over Alaska will likely raise privacy issues in a state where people take their freedom seriously. Senator Mark Begich considers it another attribute to conducting testing here.
I always tell these guys, if you want to test privacy issues, what's acceptable and what's not, there's no better place than Alaska.
The University of Alaska-led FAA Center will be joined by five other UAV testing programs in Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.